Okay, so it is Sunday morning, February 8th, 2026. I want you to put yourself in these shoes for just a second. You are the CEO of a software company. It's called eResource Scheduler. We'll just call them ERS. You've been building this incredible platform for years, optimizing how companies manage their people, their money, and you're looking at the calendar and you realize that in exactly 3 days, that's Wednesday, February 11th, you are pushing the big red button. You're launching your brand new mobile app.
That's the nightmare scenario for a lot of founders, isn't it? The product is ready, the engineering is done, you've got the App Store approval, but then you look at the marketing bucket and it is just ominously empty.
It's the classic if a tree falls in the forest problem. You've got this tool that solves massive headaches. I'm talking employee burnout, financial tracking, the whole works. But if nobody hears about the launch on Wednesday, did it even matter?
And in 2026, silence is incredibly expensive. We aren't just fighting for attention. We are fighting against an absolute ocean of noise. To cut through, you don't just need a press release. You need what I call a media empire strategy.
Which, usually requires a 50-person marketing team, probably a video production studio, and a budget that would make a CFO cry. But we're doing something different today. We're going to simulate a strategy meeting for ERS, see how they can pull off this massive launch without that army. We're introducing a second player here, the Auto Content API.
This is going to be a really interesting collision. Because on one side, you have ERS, which is a tool for resource intelligence, optimizing human time. And on the other, you have Auto Content API, which is this engine for optimizing creative time.
Before we get into the how, and I really want to get into the nuts and bolts of the API, we need to understand what we're actually selling here. I spent some time digging into eResource Scheduler's documentation. It's not just a shared calendar, is it?
No, and that's a crucial distinction. If you run a small shop, a calendar is fine. But imagine you're, I don't know, an engineering firm or a construction giant. You've got 500 employees, 50 active projects, different billing rates for everyone. ERS is what handles capacity planning.
So that's the who is free and who is drowning metric.
Precisely. They highlight this concept, the 80-20 rule, where 20% of your staff ends up doing 80% of the work just because of bad scheduling. ERS spots that imbalance before people burn out, and it handles the financials, turning hours directly into profit margins and billing reports.
So it's robust, it's complex B2B software. And on Wednesday, they're taking all that complexity and putting it onto a mobile screen so a project manager can approve a timesheet while, like, standing on a construction site.
That's the pitch. But here's the hurdle. We're living in an era of what's called content saturation.
I hear this term a lot, but break it down for me. Are there just too many TikToks?
It's about inflation, really. Think about it this way. 10 years ago, writing one blog post a week was considered good marketing. Today, the distribution channels, YouTube, Spotify, LinkedIn, TikTok, they're all free. Anyone can post. That means the sheer volume of content you need just to maintain your market share has, I don't know, tripled or quadrupled.
So the barrier isn't getting the content out there. The barrier is just making it.
The barrier is production capacity. To market the ERS mobile launch with traditional methods, you'd need an editorial team for the blogs, an audio team for podcasts, a video team for YouTube, a social team for Reels.
And even if you have the money, you don't have the time. The launch is in 3 days. You can't hire a videographer, shoot, edit, and render a whole campaign by Wednesday.
Which is where the Auto Content API just shifts the paradigm. The core philosophy here is decoupling ideation from production.
Meaning the machine does the grunt work.
Meaning ERS already has the ideas. They've got the data, the blog posts, the user manuals. They just lack the hands to transform that raw info into different formats. Auto Content API uses what it calls content transformation to take one asset and programmatically convert it in audio, video, and text without a human lifting a finger.
Okay, I have to challenge this immediately because when I hear programmatic content, my mind goes to spam. I think of just garbage text that reads like a robot wrote it. If ERS uses this, aren't they just polluting their own brand?
That's the skepticism every healthy business should have. But the tech has evolved. We aren't talking about basic text spinners anymore. We're talking about tools like the Notebook LM API alternative endpoint, which can generate, a two-way nuanced audio dialogue, or video generation that syncs AI avatars with brand-specific visuals.
All right, let's test that theory. Let's use a real example. Strategy A, the programmatic SEO play. I was looking at the ERS blog, and they have this article, 15 Best Resource Management Tools of 2025. It's a standard listicle, good for search traffic, but a little dry.
It's a classic top-funnel asset. People search for tools, they find the list. But most people bounce off the page because who wants to read 2,000 words?
So how does the API fix that bounce rate?
Well, ERS would feed that blog URL into the Auto Content API. First, the audio engine kicks in. It analyzes the text, it identifies the pros and cons of the 15 tools, and it generates a podcast episode, essentially what we're doing now, but AI generated, just discussing the list.
Okay, so now a commuter can listen to the article.
Exactly. Then the video engine takes over using the Video Create Shorts endpoint. It pulls the key takeaways, maybe the top three tools, and generates a vertical video with an AI avatar and subtitles, all optimized for TikTok or YouTube Shorts.
And this all feeds back into SEO.
It's the one metric Google loves most, dwell time. If you embed that video and that audio player at the top of the blog post, people stop scrolling, they watch, they listen. The data suggests pages with this kind of mixed media are something like 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times is a number you just can't ignore. But I'm stuck on the economics. I mean, I've tried to hire video editors. A decent short form of video editor is charging, what, $300 a pop? If you want a whole series, you're talking thousands.
And that's for one format. The source material breaks down the credit model for auto content. And it's startling. A professionally produced podcast might cost $500. The API does it for roughly 10 to 200 credits, which is about 10 cents to 2 euros.
2 euros.
And the video, instead of $300, it's about 4 euros. This changes the entire strategy. It lets ERS target the long tail.
Okay, explain the long tail for the non-marketers listening.
Right, so imagine you sell shoes. Ranking for the word shoes is impossible. Nike owns that. But ranking for red running shoes for men over 40 with flat feet, that's the long tail. There's less traffic, sure, but the people searching for that really want to buy.
But traditionally, you wouldn't make a whole video for the flat feet guy because it's just too expensive.
Exactly. It's not worth the budget. But if the video only costs 4 euros to make, suddenly you can make content for every single niche feature ERS has. You can make a video specifically about timesheet approvals for mid-sized architecture firms in Canada.
So you stop asking, can we afford to make this video? And you start asking, why haven't we made it yet?
That's the shift. But marketing is only one piece of the puzzle. I mean, ERS is launching this mobile app, which means new users. And new users mean new problems. They're going to have questions.
Which brings us to strategy B, support and sales. I've seen the ERS interface. It's powerful, but it has Gantt charts, utilization reports, conflict management. It's not exactly Instagram. People are going to get stuck.
And the usual response is to have a support team answer the same email 500 times. How do I split a booking? Where's the financial report?
Or they send you a link to a PDF manual that hasn't been updated since 2023.
Right. So instead, ERS can use the explainer video workflow. They take the URL of their documentation page, let's say the one on financials, and they just feed it to the API. The output is a 60 to 90 second horizontal video. You have an AI avatar on screen with actual screenshots of the ERS dashboard in the background, walking the user through the steps visually.
And visuals are so key here. Reading click the top right button is completely different from seeing a cursor actually do it.
We saw a testimonial from a Hannah Evans at Peppertree Education. She uses this for sales. Her team just sends out these crisp, instant explainer videos to prospects. It answers the question before they even get on a call.
But I have to ask about the uncanny valley. You mentioned avatars. Do they look creepy? Because if I'm an ERS customer and I get a video from a dead-eyed robot, I am not trusting that software.
That's a fair concern, and it was true maybe 2 years ago. But now, the API offers diverse avatars, a professional woman for corporate banking clients, or a casual speaker for creative agencies. They even have voice cloning. The ERS CEO could record a 5-minute sample, and suddenly every support video is narrated by him.
That's cool, but also just a little bit terrifying.
It creates a personal connection at a scale that's physically impossible for a human CEO.
Scaling the personal connection, that's a paradox. But speaking of scale, let's look at the map. I noticed a testimonial on the ERS site from a guy named Jacek Pawłowski in Ontario.
Yes.
So they're in North America. They're probably in Europe. But if I'm a construction firm in Munich, I don't want to watch an English tutorial. I want it in German.
No, this is strategy C. Instant globalization. This is arguably the most aggressive growth hack in the deck. ERS records that mobile app launch tutorial once in English. The Auto Content API transcribes it, translates it, and then, this is the kicker, resynthesizes the audio and lip syncs the video into over 50 languages.
Wait, lip syncs it, so it doesn't look like a badly dubbed old kung fu movie?
It actually adjusts the mouth movements to match the German or the Japanese phones.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to play the skeptic again. We've all used Google Translate. It makes mistakes. If the AI translates click the execute button to kill the employee in Japanese, that is a PR disaster waiting to happen for ERS.
That is a legitimate risk. You cannot blindly trust the output for, say, high-stakes legal or safety content without a human review, what's called human in the loop. But for marketing and basic tutorials, the current LLM models are shockingly good. And the trade-off is this. Do you want perfect content for one market or 95% perfect content for 50 markets? Like overnight.
For a company trying to grow, you take the 50 markets.
You take the markets. You multiply your total addressable market instantly.
There's one more feature in the research that stood out to me. It sounded less like a marketing tool and more like an intelligence agency. The deep research engine.
Oh, yeah, yes. This taps into the newsjacking strategy.
Newsjacking. Define that for me.
It's when a brand injects itself into a breaking news story or a trending topic. So ERS wants to be a thought leader, right? They don't just want to be another software vendor.
Right. They want to be the experts on work efficiency.
So they set up a recurring research task in the API. They tell it, every morning, use the Gemini and OpenAI agents to scan the web for trends in remote work burnout or construction supply chain delays.
And the API just reads the news.
It reads the Financial Times, it reads Reddit, it reads industry blogs. Then it synthesizes a daily briefing. It could be a PDF for the executives. Or, and this is wild, it can generate a podcast episode summarizing that news for ERS customers.
So ERS literally becomes the morning news show for their own industry.
Exactly. And if construction delays is trending on X, you know, formerly Twitter, the API can generate a video script explaining how ERS helps mitigate those delays, ready to be posted while the topic is still hot.
It's reactive marketing faster than a human team could even schedule a meeting to talk about it.
By the time the human team has their coffee, the API has already drafted the campaign.
Okay, let's bring this all back to the present. It's February 8th. The clock is ticking toward the 11th. We've talked about the theory. I want to know how the sausage is made. If we're the ERS team, how do we physically set this up? Do we need a team of developers coding all night?
No. And that is the most important part of this whole stack. It's no code. The API integrates with tools like Make.com or Zapier. You should think of these tools as like digital plumbing.
So just pipes connecting different apps.
Exactly. You build a digital assembly line. Step one is the trigger. The marketing manager creates a folder in Dropbox called Launch Materials.
Okay, simple enough.
Step two, the action. As soon as she drops the mobile app press release PDF into that folder, Make.com wakes up. It grabs that file and sends it to the Auto Content API.
And then the factory just starts running.
The API runs three parallel workflows. Output one, audio. It generates a special announcement podcast for the company feed explaining the new app features. And this isn't just for the public. Think about their own sales team.
Oh, that's a really good point. The sales reps are driving to client meetings on Monday morning.
Instead of reading a 10-page technical doc, they listen to a 5-minute briefing on the car ride. They walk into that meeting knowing exactly how to sell the new mobile features.
That is huge for internal alignment. What's output two?
Social. The API generates 10 variations of vertical video shorts. Maybe one focuses on timesheets in your pocket, another on manager approvals. It drip feeds these to Instagram and LinkedIn over the next 72 hours.
10 variations? That prevents ad fatigue. If I see the same ad twice, I just tune out. If I see 10 different angles, I'm interested.
And output three, the blog. It takes the transcript from the press release, rewrites it into an engaging blog post, and embeds the audio and the video that we just made.
All of that happens just from dropping one file into a folder.
One file. Zero code written. The marketing manager can now focus on the launch party, the VIP clients, the high-level strategy, the human stuff.
It really highlights that synergy we talked about at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Your resource scheduler is about making sure humans aren't doing wasteful work. Auto content is about making sure creatives aren't doing wasteful work.
It is the same philosophy applied to two different layers of the business. And it completely democratizes the playing field. You don't need to be a Fortune 500 company to look like a media giant anymore. You just need the right API keys.
It's empowering, but I want to leave our listeners with something to chew on. We've talked about how this helps ERS right now, but where is this all going?
We are moving toward what's being called the agentic web.
The agentic web. That sounds very sci-fi.
It's already here. When you ask ChatGPT a question, or when you use Google's AI overviews, you're interacting with an AI agent. And these agents are voracious readers. They need data to understand the world.
Okay.
These agents prefer structured data. They prefer text, sure, but they are learning to index audio and video. If your product's features, like ERS's capacity planning, are just locked away in some static PDF or a dusty web page, the AI agents might just miss them.
so you become invisible to the search engines of the future.
But if you use tools like AutoContent to transform that PDF into a podcast, a video, a blog post, and structured data, you're giving these AI agents multiple hooks to understand your business. You're literally optimizing your company to be found by machines.
So if you aren't transforming your content, you're not just missing human eyeballs, you're missing the machine's attention.
And in the future, the machine's attention might be the only thing that matters.
That is a thought that will keep me up tonight. Invisible to the machine. Well, for the humans listening, remember that the Air Resource Scheduler mobile app drops on February 11th. Check it out. And while you're scrolling through their feed or watching their explainers, maybe ask yourself, did a human film this? Or was it transformed by an API?
You might not be able to tell the difference.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.